When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you joined us in our earlier hours, 6 to 7, and then, of course, now we are here from 7 to 8. For anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, thanks for starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. And Tom?
Everything's well here. Second hour, good to go. Lots of prizes.
There you go. And again, we've got tons of things that we're giving away. I just want to remind everybody of our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you call. We're a little different than all the other shows. All you have to do is call us and leave us your name and number, and then one of the team members will get back with you. And thank you so much for all the calls that we've been getting, tons and tons. So I'm just going to start it off right now with a $25 lazy dog, and one of my favorite places.
They have the best edamame in the world.
That is
I
the
best.
That me too.
I've
that
never
is my
had
favorite.
That good.
But not only that, you can take your dog there. You can sit outside on
I
their
know,
patio.
It's, so nice.
It's a very. I love it. Anyways, so again, 419-0008, and we've got a really great show. One of my favorite guests is coming back. She's been on my show plenty of times, and we're gonna be talking with Kimberly Snyder, and her book is The Beauty Detox Power, and Kimberly is a New York Times bestseller author of the Beauty Detox series and a clinical nutritionist, and she appears regularly on national television showing shows including Today Show, the Dr. Oz, Access Hollywood, and you know, all of that stuff. It's all about the brighter side of life. So she's going to tell us a little bit about how we can live our life healthy, how we can nourish our mind, our body, for weight loss and discover the true joy. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're going to be talking with her. And then our next guest is going to be talking with John Wandishin. And we're going to talk about small business experts. So we're going to find out that things are actually looking up a little bit around business. So stay with us throughout the show. And of course, we're going to have lots of giveaways. So let's bring our first guest on. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I love your new book. You always have colorful books.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have to tell you, I was just telling Jennifer that I have your green book, The Beauty Detox, and The Green Machine is something that I always love that you know, talked about on
Kim
our show
raves
before.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, the glowing green smoothie.
Yep, exactly.
The recipe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that's transformed a lot of people's lives. I recommend it to all my readers, my clients, drink it every day. So that's great that, you know, the more people find out about it, the better people feel, the more energy they have, And it can help inspire you to make better choices for the whole day when you start to drink it in the morning.
There you go. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we are talking with Kimberly Snyder. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Kimberly, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Oh, so I'm a nutritionist. I'm an author, as you mentioned. I work with a lot of different actors and different celebrities out here in L.A., but I'm really passionate about the book because I feel that through the books, I can be a nutritionist for everybody, and I have access to share this information to a lot more people. So I'm really, really excited about this new book, The Beauty Detox Power, which I think may be the most transformational book of all of them.
Really?
I
know that it talks a lot about why we actually crave certain foods, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's about the role of the mind in general, because I think a lot of people sort of think, oh, the way I look comes down to about 70 to 80% how I eat and 20 to 30% how I work out. And there's this whole other factor that people don't consider, and that's the role of the mind. Our mind affects gut health, digestion. There's amazing research coming out about this, which, has a direct impact on our weight. As you mentioned, cravings. There's a whole section on the top 8 food cravings and the different psychological reasons behind each one. There's amazing research about our thoughts have formative effects on our body. So when we start to understand how, this word power that I use has to do with alignment. When you start to line up your thoughts, your words, your beliefs with your actions, such as how you eat, you actually have creative power. You can start to really create the body you want and the energy that you want and the life you want. And it actually makes it much easier to feel great, to feel amazing, to have energy, to have the body you want, and not having to obsess about calories and carbs and charting and all these different numbers that I think people really
go overboard obsessing about. I think you need it. You have to sort of change your eating style so that you don't constantly have to be counting calories, but make food that's healthier so that you can just sit down and enjoy it. They have healthy choices always available, so you're not constantly looking at the back of
something. Well, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist, and so I was at the salon yesterday, and I brought my nice sandwich, or my nice salad, everything to work, and then, of course, they had a whole huge box of donuts there. And let me tell you, it was really hard. I'm like, okay, I've lost 4 pounds.
That is hard.
I was fighting it, going, just one. It's early enough. No. And then I was like, you know what? No, 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 no. Because once you get that sugar back in your mouth.
And it's really, I think the memory of how good that donut tastes is actually a lot better than the actual taste of that donut.
You're absolutely right. Kimberly, what's your thought on that?
Well, again, in the craving section, I think one of the problems with food cravings is that people sort of lump them all together, and we've been taught, use your willpower or just don't do it. But people come to me a lot about this topic, and let's say someone says to me, I'm craving salt. But if I put a pile of salt in front of them, they're not going to lap up the salt. What they're probably really craving is crunchy food, because a lot of crunchy foods like potato chips and corn chips are really salty. And so that can indicate pent-up tension, held specifically in their jaw, and crunching down on the food gives it like a cathartic release. It's almost very different than craving sweet, or let's say craving, people tell me they crave ice cream, which has a very soft texture. It's soothing, and they feel like a hug, a reward at the end of the day. You don't usually binge on ice cream in the middle of the day. You binge on it at the end of the day.
That's something I like with my lunch. I like to have chips. I need that crunch.
Right.
And that's why I love restaurants that have the calorie count, because I went to a local restaurant the other day with a friend and I really wanted, I love onion rings, but I wasn't ordering onion rings, but they had a breaded green bean and it was 200 calories. And I got like a fish. So my calories all counted up, and I was like, that, that gave me that crunch, but it wasn't chips. They didn't have chips. So it was like onion rings or french fries. And I'm like, ooh, those are actually a really good option for what I was eating.
Yeah. Kimberly, this is really interesting. So you feel like it's not, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I always crave salt more than sugar, I would
say.
Me too. Okay, but if you put the salt in there, and I really shouldn't be eating salt, okay? I mean, I guess nobody should, right?
Right.
But it's more the crunch, right?
It is. It's the crunch.
It's the crunch. And there's different reasons, again, behind every specific craving. So in that chapter, I talk about the power tips, I call them, the different you know, actual lifestyle shift that you can make. For instance, with the crunchiness, it's, you know, preventing that tension from building up so much in the first place, right? Like different things you can do, but also giving better food solutions. So I have over 60 different recipes that are organized not like entree and dessert, but rather cravings and ways to feel better. So that you're really targeting that craving, but with a much healthier option.
Now, I know in your book you've got a lot of personal stories of people, correct?
Yes, and a lot of my own personal stories, too. This is the most personal I've ever gotten in any public capacity. But I did really want to open up and share, you know, things that I've been through and struggles. And I went through periods of weight gain and acne and so much. And so I really learned a lot through my work and, you know, through developing this philosophy. I traveled around the world for 3 years through over 50 countries. When I was developing this, and I was out of the Western world, I was out of calorie counting and obsession with numbers, which is a very Western phenomenon. When you're out of that, you realize, oh my gosh, the rest of the world doesn't do this. And the rest of the world is skinnier and healthier than us.
I was just going to say that. And they do not have the obesity problems that we have. Because I feel like sometimes we're a little bit obsessive about things, and that doesn't ever lead to anything good.
Well, here's what I say. We're so much more complex than numbers, right? 500 calories of, let's say, potato chips digest very differently in the body than 500 calories of avocado. So you're sure you can track calories and try and manage numbers, but I always say what good is it to be a few pounds lighter if you look 10 years older and if you're miserable, you're hungry, you have no energy. In many ways,
the way you think.
If you're just basing it on numbers, then your skin is not going to look good because you're going to be eating foods that you know, don't digest well or acid forming in the body. They're going to show up as wrinkles on your face versus eating what I call beauty foods, nourishing foods, foods with fiber. You have fiber. You have natural plant foods as the base of your diet. Not all, you don't have to be all plant-based, but you bring in more of those types of foods. You feel full because of the fiber. It creates movement, better digestion. You're going to feel better. You're going to cleanse on an ongoing basis. The body's going to be more alkaline.
Kimberly, how do we start then? Okay, I love everything you're saying. How do we start? I know we only got a little bit longer with you. What are the steps? Tell us how we can make and achieve this.
So again, I just think it's so important to really understand the big picture. That's what I talk about in Beauty Detox Power, understanding all the factors that are involved. There's lots of tips and tools. You can start drinking the Glowing Green Smoothie, as you mentioned earlier. You can go on my blog and get more information. But I say start in the morning, very simple little steps. You can start drinking hot water with lemon, for instance, which the lemon, the enzymes help support your liver, which is your detoxifying organ, its main fat-burning organ. Start from the morning up. Start feeling better from the morning up, and then you'll be more inclined to make more and more shifts as you go forward.
What's your favorite recipe from your book?
So from the new book, I actually made this on the Ellen show yesterday that blew people away. A lot of people have cravings for bacon because it's fatty and it's crunchy. And I make this really awesome eggplant bacon where you slice the eggplant really thin and you bake it with this awesome marinade. And it's so satisfying. So many different people have said that it satisfies their bacon craving.
Oh,
so I like
love,
being really
that
creative with the
great.
Recipes. Yeah, it's a good one to check out for sure.
Wow, I love it. And that's in this book, right, Kimberly?
That's it. That's in the new book, one of the 60 recipes in there.
I love it. I love when you're on my show. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody, where can we get your book and where can we find out more about you again?
Sure. So you can go to KimberlySnyder.com and there's links to the book there, or you can just go on Amazon or bookstores to find the Beauty Detox Power.
You got it. I love it. Again, Kimberly Snyder and the book, The Beauty Detox. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and of course, we want to give something away. How about one of our new sponsors is Paul Martin's. I just ate there last night.
I love Paul Martin's. I am a huge meat eater. I hate to interrupt you, but I have to tell you.
No, I just had their skirt steak last night.
That is one of the best things they have.
It was amazing.
But like I said, I'm a huge meat eater, but every time I go there, I get the polenta and the grilled vegetables, and it is so delicious.
Yeah, well, I had their mushroom soup, and let me tell you, it was packed. I'm telling you, it's always
packed. They have a great bar too in that outside area.
Yeah,
really nice.
No, they've got, and their salmon. Oh my God, I can't say enough. Really okay, great. So anyways, I've got a $25 gift certificate for somebody out there. And again, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about business from John Wanderson. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
I used to rule the world. Caesar rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, waking up with us on the brighter side of life. And I know that you wanted to, you remodeling again?
Well, you know, I always have a project on the backside, yeah. So I'm definitely looking to redo my master bathroom. But I also have a couple of friends who are redoing their kitchens, and I've sent them over to Surfaces USA. There is an unbelievable amount of things
selection
to choose
there.
From.
I was just there,
it's
and
huge.
It's, yeah.
I mean, I think we kind of think, oh, granite's the way to go. There's not, you know,
there's
not
so many
else.
Other choices
there are
now.
So many other choices, and especially backsplashes where you can have so much fun because it's not such a huge area. I definitely encourage everyone to head over to Surfaces USA if they're looking to redo their kitchen or just a small project. I mean, there's tons of things to choose from, and there's so many different products on the market today.
Yeah, well, we are just starting to do our master bedroom. And it's funny, you know, when you live with like furniture that people have given you for a long time, and then all of a sudden I'm like, looking at my other part of the house looks pretty good, but I'm like, why do we not?
And why is it always the master bedroom?
I don't know. It hasn't helped us.
I know. I have to say, our bedroom's downstairs and you see it. So you have to, it has
well, we
to look
have,
nice.
Yeah, we have our guest bedroom that looks actually
beautiful.
Nicer. Than, I know,
I'm sure.
Go figure. So.
It's always the master bedroom is the last thing to get any TLC.
Anyways, but I went over there and they have their own decorators and everything that can help you.
To help you.
Kind of put it all together because you might have something in mind. But when you put the whole package together, it all just fits.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, so give out their number again.
Okay, their phone number is 805-604- 1568, or you can visit their website at www.surfacesusa.com, and they're located in Oxnard, and I definitely think you should check them out. They have some beautiful things to choose from.
Yeah, and tell them Kim Pagano that you heard
Absolutely.
It on.
Absolutely, you're from the Kim Pagano Show, and we're raving about all of their selections.
Yeah, so definitely. Again, I would love to give something away, and we've been giving lots of stuff here. I do want to hear from everybody out there. And how about, gosh, we've got the 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Event. That's April 18th and 19th, and I've got tickets for you. So give us a call, 419-0008.
I love home remodeling, and I love food trucks. So really, I know. This is it's like the perfect day for me.
I know.
I love food trucks.
There you go. So again, you know, we were talking a little bit with Kimberly and kind of about nourishing our mind and body. And of course, you know, Passover is here and also Easter is here. And, you know, sometimes ham or brisket isn't always the best meal anymore. You know, it's kind of like out of habit. You just kind of go back
Serve
to your
own
traditions. But like I was thinking, my husband actually said, he's like, wait a minute, can your dad eat that? And I'm like, oh, no. So it's like making a piece of fish or making chicken, you know. I mean, he's really trying to be good. So he goes over to my house and blows it. No.
I know. I think, especially with our parents, we have to be a little bit more respectful of their menu needs or their dietary needs. And
But why not do that for your whole family?
Absolutely. I think everyone else should have to eat it. Because I made the other day, my mom's trying to cut out carbs and stuff, and I made this casserole that was broccoli and cauliflower and eggs and cheese. But there was no bread in it. And I made a big pan of it. And I have to say, the kids loved it. My mom loved it. I liked it. It was delicious. And there was no bread in it. And you would not have known that. It tasted like a potato casserole. And the cauliflower wasn't mashed or anything.
Oh.
So it was like a quiche.
Have you ever been to Veggie Grill? I'm just going to give them a shout out because I always have a couple gift certificates to there too.
Oh, yeah.
But Veggie Grill, they actually have an orange cauliflower chicken.
Oh, cauliflower, I think, is the new rage right now.
I think it is.
You can roast it, you can toast it, you can do all different things to it. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, you can make a mashed potato.
Absolutely. That's an old Weight Watchers recipe from like 25 years ago, to mash a cauliflower and make it like mashed potatoes.
So what are you guys doing for Easter, Tom and Jennifer?
Well, we decorated all our eggs last night. We're sort of waning out on that business. So we're going to do less, harder places kind of thing. And then we always go to my aunt's for Easter dinner. That's what we always do.
And you always have a ham?
We always have the exact same menu. We have a ham. We have pistachio pudding, which is my favorite.
Tell us about that.
Okay, it's not a Jell-O mold, but it's made in a Jell-O mold. And it's literally pistachio pudding with nuts and I think pineapple in it. And you freeze it. And then you put it on a platter and you cut it. And it defrosts while you're eating. It's my absolute favorite. It's not really a dessert, but I think
it could be. Share the recipe.
Isn't that funny? My aunt always makes all the food for
So
Easter.
She makes everything?
And we have coleslaw, and she makes amazing potato salad. Like, I can't really eat any other potato salad. Hers is so good. And
so what's the distinct taste of it that it's so good?
I think it's celery seed and juice from pickle relish.
Ooh.
Those are the two things I think that are in it that make it taste
good. Isn't that so weird? Like, the littlest thing that makes such a difference. My grandmother used to make some amazing potato salad, and I know one of her secrets. She used to actually take garlic and rub it around the bowl.
Oh, yum. See, it's all those
It's just like an old-fashioned kind of thing that, you know, was...
I think the food on Easter is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And candy. I love candy. Like, I love Robin eggs.
Yesterday, I was going to buy them. My husband's like, that's not going to help your diet,
And Peeps. And I love my Peeps a little bit stale.
Oh, I like them a little crunchy.
Yeah, I like them a little bit crunchy.
Yeah. Tom, any favorites for...
I eat everything. I'm the ultimate consumer.
Now, when I was growing up,
have me over sometime and I'll prove it.
Okay. The Easter Bunny always brought a chocolate rabbit from Sea's, and it was a contest to see who could go the longest without eating it with my cousins and I. And the Easter Bunny brings a rabbit for my kids, and they're not like really into just the chocolate rabbit.
So do you do a basket and all that for
them?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Hollow or solid on the Easter Bunny?
Well, I prefer solid. I like the ears, but I like it frozen too, so you can kind of bite it off like that.
I like hollow.
Hollow.
Because
really?
When you bite it, it's like going through the bones.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And the speckled eggs from Sea's Candy, the jelly beans. I love those.
It is all good.
Do your kids go do an Easter egg hunt?
We usually have, we find something to go do like that. And they have family and, you know, friends, and we go over. But it's a big deal and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We indulge fully. And here's one thing on coloring eggs. Have you ever used Kool-Aid?
No.
I saw that in one of those things popped up, whatever it was, on Facebook. And somebody used Kool-Aid to color the eggs. So I thought we'll try that, at least just another thing to do.
Right.
But they use the Kool-Aid, you know, obviously in a very dense dose.
Yeah.
But you use Kool-Aid to color your eggs.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at that.
Got
to
give it a shot.
We already colored them, but we were thinking about doing a few more before tomorrow, just so we could have enough.
Do you hide them all over? Do you get the fake ones, or you hide the
This is funny. We hide the real eggs, which is weird, because that's, I know people always say, why would you hunt for an egg? But that's how I did it. And the thing is, filling those little eggs with candy and stuff, I find to be such a mess. So this year, I'm assuming we have no little people listening. I think the Easter Bunny is going to hide fewer, like maybe 12, but in really hard places. And then a golden egg will have some money in it.
Ooh, I like the idea.
I don't want that to, like, I think they're over hunting for like 50.
There you go.
But if you hunt for eggs, is it dangerous to have real eggs?
Is it?
Well, if you don't find them, you better mark them where they are.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's the fun. Come November and you find a rotten egg.
Yeah, in your couch.
You don't do it. You don't do it in your house.
They're already hidden outside.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. They're hidden outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the fun, to find an egg.
Well,
that's
I do
want to
remind everybody, and I do want to say happy Easter and also Passover. I'm actually going to have a Passover dinner tonight.
Are you having a Seder tonight?
Yeah.
I love that.
And so I've just got kind of the immediate family over, but we're just going to, you know, do that.
And you set a plate.
Yep.
And you put, and so what do you put on the plate?
It's actually, you have all the different meanings. There's a bone, and there's the egg, and there's parsley, and, you know.
I have a friend who is Catholic, but they do the Seder on tonight.
Really?
And they do the play. They all read out the parts, and I think that it's just such a great tradition.
Yeah, it's nice. I always try to do all the high holidays, but then the next day we have Easter, so they're right. They're back-to-back this time, so. Anyways, well, again, I hope that everybody does something that's meaningful for their families. And it's all about just really sharing in that moment. So, all right, our next guest is John Wanderson, and we're going to be talking about small business expert. There is actually, there's a good news that recently the economy is actually gotten better. And according to the 6th annual Brothers Small Business Survey, that's what we're going to find out a little bit about today, is that we're going to find out a little bit more about that. John is the Vice President of Marketing for Brother International. And John, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Oh, Kim, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, I mean, this is actually really good news for all of our listeners and everybody out there.
Yes, it is. We've been doing the Brothers Small Business Survey for 6 years now, and I'd say this is the first year in a while that we're seeing a big change in their approach to their business. The storm clouds are starting to pass, and they're starting to tell us that, hey, you know, I see opportunities coming. They see themselves, the stress levels are coming down. They see opportunities where they say, now we have to start investing in our business, because before we were more in a defensive mode where we are stockpiling cash because we really weren't sure how to read the tea leaves. But now they feel confident that they have to start going on the offense, start investing in their business, particularly in the area of technology.
Well, and John, tell us, for any of our listeners that are just joining us right now, tell us a little bit about yourself and the Brother International.
Sure. I'm the Vice President of Marketing. I've been with Brother going on 24 years now. And for your listeners who don't know, but Brother is a 100-year-old company. And we're a company that has always focused in mainly on the needs of small businesses and how to serve them better. And our product categories include things like printers, all-in-one machines, which are machines that can print, copy, scan, and fax, and naturally fax machines, scanners, and even T-touch labeling machines.
Yeah, when I think of Brothers, I think of typewriters.
My first typewriter was light blue.
Yeah, so is that, that's right, right?
That was a part of our legacy, but I'd say probably early 80s.
Okay, so I just aged myself, right?
Yeah, we had typewriters, but no, we've gotten more into like the tech technology type.
Well,
stuff.
Yeah. And I do love a P-Touch. There's nothing like a label machine.
Yeah, I Christmas yeah. organize over here. I've got one too. Right,
I love those.
Yeah. So what are some of the highlights of the survey?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing besides the positive nature of it is you look at small business people, and as you know, they're wearing many different hats. And now with things picking up and they see an opportunity to invest, they go, well, you know, but I really can't spin too many more plates. So they see technology helping them to be more efficient and more effective. Also, in the survey, it came out clear that, you know, they're also looking for a nice workload, home life type balance, and they feel that maybe technology can help them do that, you know, being able to work remotely, things of that nature. They also are finding that it's important for their employees, because their employees say, we need the right tool to do our job. And a lot of times they're saying, well, we need a better server, or we need a better laptop, or whatever they're doing in their business. And probably something a lot of people don't think about, their customers are embracing the new technology. And so even just to meet the needs of the customer and their expectations, they have to be on board with this stuff, because it's going to make a difference, especially competitively, how they're viewed versus, you know, who they're competing with.
You know, I have to completely agree with that. If you are kind of, you know, behind the times, or you're thinking like, I don't need that for my business, you're actually holding yourself back, correct?
Oh, absolutely, because I think when your clients say, oh, email that to me or text me because it's easier for me, if you can't respond to them in that way, it could sometimes be a deal breaker for people.
John, what's your thought on that? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with, is it John Wanderson? Did I get it right?
You got it right.
All right. And we're talking about small businesses. And Brother International, he's the vice president, but they've also done a survey. And the economy is actually looking up. And I love that, joining our show on the, you know, the brighter side. That is definitely the brighter side. But there are things that we have to do as small businesses of making investments that are going to actually make our businesses more available. I mean, it's just like, you know, how do we get out there further? A lot of people are working from their home, but yet at the same time, you have to have all these things to make sure that you're nationwide or worldwide, correct?
Correct. And you know what? Let me just tell you a little bit too about, like, you know, we talk about stress levels and that they're coming down, but as you know, anytime you're using technology, it always enters a little bit of stress into our lives. So what we
absolutely
tell small business people, and in our discussions with them, we find that maybe they're not at the right starting point. But we always tell them technology can't make up for a bad process. So we said, you really have to be clear in your mind what you want to do and how you're currently doing it, because then you can decide what are the tools that you should employ to make things better. Because a lot of times people rush in, and we always say they get blinded by shiny objects. Like, oh, my buddy has a new smartphone, or so-and-so's using the tablets or whatever like that. But they don't know why they should be using it. But then there's another critical juncture they have to get over. Let's say they know what they want to do and they get the right technology. A lot of times they underestimate what the technology means in terms of implementing it on a day-to-day basis, because the last thing you want to have happen is the technology to get in the way of you doing your business.
I love it. And that is
technology, the technology you don't even know you're using.
Right, right. You know, I want to ask you, what is the most popular, what should be the first thing, if you're going to go into business, what should be the first thing with your, you know, your business expertise, what should be the first thing that they would purchase?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, because it depends on what kind of business you're in.
Okay, but and if you're going to do, you obviously need your office, you're going to be sending out, you know, emails, faxes. Is faxes even, is that kind of even passe? I don't know.
I would think scanning.
Scanning.
You can scan to an email or even, a Dropbox kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure. I'd say if you're just looking to equip a typical sole proprietor small business, I mean, you're going to look for something like, naturally, you have your personal computer or your laptop. because that's going to enable you to do your communications with your customers in terms of marketing, financial, you're billing them back and forth, producing reports that you're going to need. Naturally, you're going to need something to output. So you're going to be looking for, you know, do you want to have a dedicated printer? Or like at Brother, we also may have available something called All-in-One, where in one footprint, you have printer, copying, scanning, and faxing all at once. And the nice thing about that technology is that sometimes you don't even need a PC to be able to send a scan to somebody or to retrieve something from the cloud. So those are things people need to consider in relationship to what they're doing. Some other things that people would be looking for are things like what types of services do I think I'm going to need? Meaning, like somebody mentioned about Dropbox. Do you want to have the ability to put documents or different things in the cloud so that no matter where you are, you always have access, or you can give access to your customers depending on what it is? So these are just some of the things people should be thinking about, especially around office equipment.
I don't really know what a Dropbox is. I just hear my husband say that word, so I kind of know what it is, but I know what it is.
Yeah, no. that was pretty good. Actually, we do use that in our office.
Well, because it's for Dropbox. Big files, right?
Yeah, yeah. When it's too big to deliver, and in fact, right? Jeremy, we're trying
and
to...
And I would think you should definitely take a small computer course so that you know all the different things that you're able to do.
Yeah, is that something that your company offers?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Two suggestions I would give small business people. One is, yes, when you look at the vendor, like for Brother, when you buy a product from us, we provide free lifetime technical support. So whether it's setting it up or you have a question about using a certain feature, if you've had that product 10 years, we take your call, we'll be there to help you. But the other suggestion I have for people is take advantage of free resources in your community. So if you're a small business person, in many communities, there are organizations called SCORE. I don't know if you're familiar with SCORE.
Oh, yeah. SCORE's are great. Yeah, they're professional people that have either retired or else they can help you. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right on about that.
Yeah, and it's free. I mean, you could walk in there and say, I'm thinking of getting into a business, and they will help you write a business plan. Or if you've been in business 20 years and you're trying to figure out something, they'll help you.
Very good. Very good idea. John Wanderson, again, president of marketing for Brother International. Where do we find out more about you?
You can find out more about the Brother Survey on our website at www.brother.com.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. How about Yard House? That's
another one of my favorites.
And we've got a $25 gift certificate to Yard House. Again, phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Give me your attention, baby. Tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here and waking up with us. I do want to remind you of all of our shows from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again, we have our recovery, and that is recovery, the brighter side of recovery, waking up from anything that you're waking up from in your life, and that is sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center in Malibu. They're actually everywhere. They've been growing like leaps and bounds, and also Evolve Mendy's group there.
Treatment Center, that's for 13 to 18-year-olds is who they really focus on, and he is a great person. We spoke to him one time on the radio. We did an interview with him, and I really connected to him. I think he's very easy to talk to, and if you have children that are going through something right now, with struggling with addiction or mental health issues, he's definitely someone that you can call and talk to, and you'll feel good talking to him. But it's important to remember, before your kids are 18, you really have an opportunity to do something. After 18, there is nothing you can do.
This is so true.
If you think you've got something in the back there sort of brewing, definitely contact Evolve Treatment Centers. They can help you. Maybe you don't need to do anything, but they can give you an idea of what you're looking at and what possibly you should be doing, and if there's anything that you need to work on right now. And you can contact them at 800-665-GROW, that's G-R-O-W, or visit their website at evolvetreatment.com. And again, that's the Evolve Treatment Centers, and I really encourage you to contact them if you have a teen under 18 that needs some extra help.
Yeah, they actually 13 to 18.
Yeah, they really focus.
I have to just say something kind of on that topic. If you don't take control of helping your children solve whatever they're going through, they're going to take control of their own life and self-medicate, and that's really something that's been growing immensely in our population here. And so why, you know, this is our jewels. These are our kids that we want to be there, and help is right here. So it's something that you definitely want to.
And I think as parents, you know, things are so different than when we were young. They have so many more things that they are thrown at them at these young ages.
Oh my God.
It's a lot. And even if you're
a lot of pressure,
best parent in the world, I don't think we can really even imagine what it's like to be a kid today.
No.
With social media, the stress of academics, where their life is going, it's a lot for a small person to handle.
I like that.
And sports, too. Between sports, social
the
media,
pressure,
and academics, that is a lot of weight on a 12-year-old's shoulders.
Yeah, there you go. So, again, I can't say enough about Evolve Treatment Centers, and evolvetreatmentcenters.com is the way that you can get in touch with them. All right. I want to give something away. And gosh, let's see. I think it's the last, we've got a couple weeks left of how to succeed in business without really trying. And that is over at the Caneo Players Theater. And that's from now to April 12th. So let's give a pair of tickets away for that. 805-419-0008. Give us a call. Leave us your name and number. I've got actually my IT guy in here, and he's partners. I've got two IT guys. How blessed am I?
You've got people.
It's all about my support team. And Jeremy's here. Thompson. Tell me again, Tomlinson, right?
Tomlinson.
And, you know, I just thought it's interesting, and thank you so much for being here. He's kind of like overlooking our show and kind of seeing what, you know, where we need to grow, where we can better ourselves. I think every business kind of needs that.
Oh, another set of eyes.
Yeah.
A fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
Sort of say.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being here. But tell us a little bit about kind of what you do and how you go in and help businesses.
Yeah, I oversee some of the business processes. That's really where you can, you know, streamline and...
He makes the process easy, kind of like what we were talking about John,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, with John, he was talking about the same thing. You can't, you got to rely on these processes regardless of what technology you use. So technology should be an aid, not a replacement.
Or deterrent,
so it's
right?
It's not normal that I want to throw out my fax/scanner/printer out the window sometimes.
Is it because it's not working or it's too hard?
It possibly is operator error, but sometimes.
Nice.
These things are difficult to use if you don't have the interface to understand why you're using it. Again, it's a process. And there's a time and a place for each of these things. So,
you know what's interesting is give it to our kids and
they can figure it out.
Okay, give it to my parents and they're like going, I know a lot of us, I'm even starting, it's like, what happened to me? I used to be able to like fix a vacuum and now, now I can't
this is even happening to me.
See?
I have children now as well, and there's certain things that I actually have to hand to my 9 and 7 year old to show me how to do this because it's ever evolving.
It happens to you when you're that's weird
yeah,
because
that's,
you
that's
know
that's
yeah
right? That's to show that things have evolved and gone exponentially.
You know what's really interesting though? That is the one thing. You buy a camera and you go, this is the best Sony camera. And then the next week it's like there's another one at Costco and it's even better. And so how do you even it's the same thing in business. You buy a fax, then guess what? Well, why'd you buy a fax? Because now you should have bought a fax scan. You know,
right,
it's like
exactly.
Tech envy, I think, is one of the things that happen. And that's part of, 3D TVs or any of these markets. They're going to continue to entice you to buy these things.
Right.
Remember, they're just tools. We have hammers. You don't need another hammer next week because
you have a hammer already.
If it's broken, sure. Or if you need a bigger hammer or you don't have the right hammer for that job, let's go ahead and discuss that. But you have a hammer. Let's just use that
Keep
hammer.
Using that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, Jeremy, when you go into different businesses and you are kind of helping people out, what are the most, I was trying to get that from John, what are the most important tools that, that we have?
Well, I think the integration of the tools or the platforms that we use.
Yeah, so like if I want to talk to, say, somebody that's working for me in another office or vice, is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, a lot of them are these social platforms or communication tools. I mean, now we all have the supercomputers in our pockets. It's unbelievable. We have, smartphones and all these things we can carry with us. But before they were, Skype and these other technologies. Now it's Dropbox and iCloud and having, storage on the fly where you can get to it from any location. That's
how safe is iCloud, the iCloud and all that stuff?
I wouldn't be saving any important data that's security driven. You wouldn't want to put credit card numbers or any of that kind of stuff in there, but documentation for a product or information, it's always great to be able to share that kind of stuff with your clients or other people that are working on projects with you.
Right. Now I know that Jennifer was talking about Dropbox. Obviously that's something you're really familiar with. Tell us a little bit about what are the benefits for that.
It's great because you have a central place to keep all your files, but you can have different folders that you share with different groups of people or different people. You could have a family folder, you could have a work folder, and it's great because it's one place for you to manage all your files.
Organization is what he's kind of saying.
What's the best place? I know that we all take all these amazing pictures with our digital cameras that we bought that we thought were the best.
That everybody says, that's great. When am I ever going to see them?
Absolutely.
Do the people say that to you too?
Yeah. But I do try to put some in books, but not that many. But what's the best way to save all those pictures?
That's a great question.
Like an external hard drive, something like that?
Something local is always a great option. Usually these offsite backup places Dropbox, there's a few others out there. Those are great for sharing and having another copy in the cloud. But you always want to have local copies of your stuff just for editing and doing things with them, maybe making a little CD for the kid to take to school or something. You never know.
That's a really good idea.
Right.
Yeah, ease of use. Sometimes, you know, internet connections or if you're traveling and stuff.
Because it takes up so much room on your computer to save them on there.
Correct, or on your iPhone. But, like, yes. I can't fit anymore, you know?
Right, exactly.
But these are memories. There's a difference. So we classify data in different types of things, and memories are a different thing than other types of data. Music, movies, those things can be replaced.
Right.
Memories can't. So it's
he's
different.
He's a dad. Could you tell?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. I like that. So I think that's, I mean, so what do you do with all of these pictures? I mean, I know on our computers, we download them. And I'm supposed to download from my iPhone onto the computer. And then you should have like different, different dates of, I guess, different things, correct?
Yeah, I like using, even a lot of the TVs, you can stream photos and stuff. I like using that for doing a slideshow. If I'm showing the kids the vacation we just went on of all the photos that I edited together. It's a great way of doing that, especially on a big screen or something.
Yeah.
But I know it wasn't exactly what you asked, but it's, there's a lot of platforms for showing this stuff. And I think it's collecting the information is great, but as you said, it's great also to be able to share this information, and that's where Dropbox and all these other things come in.
I don't know if it's an app or something that you can take all the pictures on your iPhone and put them into like a little flip book or something like that.
Yeah, there's actually a few.
I think they were on Shark Tank, Shutterfly. Those people, yeah.
There's a few of them out there that do it, and they do it really well. You'd be surprised.
Do you do that?
I've done that a couple times, and there's another place called Blurb, I believe it's called. And that you can make a huge photo book, like almost the size of a yearbook. And it's probably like $100, but it holds a lot of pictures.
It's well worth it. It's a great quality, too.
And my kids love to look through the books.
Well, again, there's nothing like touching physically.
We went on the Disney cruise to Alaska, and my kids loved it. And so when I got the book that I'd made for our trip, I asked my son, I go, well, did you like the book? He goes, not really. And I was like, why? I thought it was so great. He goes, it wasn't as much fun as the trip. Like, it just, his memories were so great.
So
like, the book just didn't do it for
I thought he was
going to
say there wasn't enough pictures of him
He just loved it so much. It, like, wasn't as great as the book.
Oh, I love it. But you know what? I mean, we all do take pictures, and you know, it's not like we used to have, like a picture, we get it all framed, right? It's kind of different. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it is important to get all those pictures developed.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing how many people haven't restored their old photos. Every family has a drawer of these things.
Yeah.
And there's memories in there. And I think that...
Well, it's interesting. One of my girlfriends did, I think, there's a ton of places, but I know Costco, you just bring all of those films in there, and they put them on. I did one for my grandmother and my mom, my dad for their birthdays, and kind of like through the years kind of thing.
That's really fun.
A lot of work, I have to tell you. So
yeah, that stuff's going to degrade. So digitizing, it's a great way to,
saving
keep it,
memories.
Yeah, memories
that's,
again.
I always, on our anniversary, we have like the video that was edited, and then there's the raw footage that, and I always put it on the computer because it is a DVD now. I always put it on the computer, and we usually don't go out to dinner if it's during the week or whatever, but my kids love to watch the unedited version because I think there's people that are no longer here and people look younger. They just love to see all of that.
The different.
Everyone together. It's so funny.
I love it. Gosh. Well, again, can you leave us with one tip of, that we could do to kind of make our lives a little bit easier in the office or in the, work area?
Integrating these processes or technologies that you use and trying to make them in as most seamless way as possible. If you think that there's a better way to do it, there probably is. There's millions of people out there struggling with the same things that you are, and they've come up with solutions because they're tired of the problem.
My last thing I want to ask you, apps, are they safe? What do you think? I mean, can you, like the lockbox, do you put all your stuff on there?
100%. And, there's ways, especially with, a lot of the phones that we have nowadays or devices, they can tell you whether the apps are safe or not. Having a certified developer, an approved developer that you're getting your app
from. How do we find that out?
There's a setting on most Apple products, and there is on Android products as well. And I believe Windows has now integrated this, too, into their operating system.
So a person can go on there and check it and see
to whether it's approved or not. There's actually a setting on the Apple computer that says whether you allow third-party non-certified or approved developers, or you'll only allow approved.
So we can set that?
Correct.
Wow.
That's actually a security setting in your phone and in your, well, you know, with the phone, if you're only using the App Store, those are only approved developers.
Oh,
where if
okay.
you're adding some third-party thing, click this to add to your screen, that's not going to be approved.
Great tip right there.
Yeah.
I think that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for joining all of us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer, so good to have you back.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, Sherry, shout out to you. She'll be back next week. And of course, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We're going to be having Panache Desai on, and we're going to be talking about his book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. And then we've got Charles Rubin. He's got a guide for parents, drug and alcohol addicted children. Don't let your kids kill you. And an amazing guy. I talked to him briefly, and I can't wait to find out more about him. So definitely join us with that. And again, we are here 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and 2 to 3. Our phone number is 419-0008. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. Wow. Does that mean something right there? So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Head underwater and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder. Even I know that.
The Home Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With 2 residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and 2 partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.